The most profitable trade, dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Allah made humans superior to all other creatures and gave man the special endowment of speech, making his tongue nimble. Man can use this blessing for good or evil. If he chooses to use it for the good, it will take him to happiness in this world and to the higher chambers of paradise. If he chooses to use it for other than that, it will lead him to destruction in both this life and the hereafter. Remembering Allah is the second best thing after reciting the Quran that a man can spend his time in. The virtues of dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. There are many hadiths mentioning the virtues of dhikr. Among them is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Shall I tell you about the best among all your deeds, the poorest in the estimation of your king, the highest of your deeds in status, which is better for you than spending gold and silver, and is better for you than encountering your enemies and striking their necks and them striking yours?" The companion said, "Yes, indeed, inform us, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is the remembrance of Allah." At-Tirmidhi. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "The similitude of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord is like the living and the dead, respectively." Al-Bukhari. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said as well, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 'I am as my servant thinks of me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. If he remembers me in a company, I remember him in a company better than his company. If he comes one handspan nearer to me, I come one cubit nearer to him. If he come one cubit nearer to me, I come a distance of two arm length nearer to him. If he come to me walking, I come to him running." Al-Bukhari. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "The mufaridu have come ahead of other people." The companions said, "Who are the mufaridu, O Messenger of Allah?" He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Those men and women that remember Allah with much remembrance." Muslim. He also gave the following advice to one of the companions, saying, "Let your tongue remain moist constantly in the remembrance of Allah." Tirmidhi. And there are many more hadith encouraging the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Multiplication of the rewards. The rewards of good deeds are multiplied just as the reward of reciting the Quran is multiplied. And this occurs according to one, what's in the heart of a person, his faith, his sincerity, love for Allah, and what flows from this. Two, the contemplation of the heart and remembering Allah, and the preoccupation with this, making the remembrance not simply by the tongue alone. Whoever fulfills these two conditions will have Allah expiate his sins and give him his full reward. As for who is deficient in these matters, then the expiation of sins and the reward will be in accordance with his deficiency. The benefits of remembering Allah: it supplies weakness, humilities, and debases the satan while pleasing Allah. It develops the love, nearness, awareness, and the fear of Allah. It results in returning and repenting to Allah, and it helps the believer to obey Allah. It removes depression and anxiety from the heart and brings happiness, giving the heart levelness, strength, and purity. The human heart has a void and bitterness that can only be filled by the remembrance of Allah. It has a hardness that can only be softened by remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah is the cure and the treatment to the heart. It provides it with strength and the pleasure that no other pleasure can compare to. For forgetfulness and remembrance of Allah, on the other hand, causes sickness and is a disease in itself. Lack of remembrance of Allah is a sign of hypocrisy, whereas remembering Allah very often is the sign of the strength of faith and the true love for Allah. Since when a person loves something, he recalls it often. If the believer gets to know Allah in good times by frequently remembering Him, then Allah will be with him in the difficult times, especially at the time of death and its tuple. Remembrance of Allah is the means of salvation from the punishment of Allah, the descent of tranquility upon a person, the encompassing of mercy of Allah, and of the angels seeking forgiveness from Allah for the person. Occupation of the time and remembrance of Allah prevents it from foolishness, backbiting, spreading dissension, falsehoods, and other prohibited and obnoxious acts. Remembrance of Allah is the easiest yet the best, the most and the most virtuous among all acts of worship. It is also the means for sowing the seeds of paradise. The person who remembers Allah becomes brighter in his face with sweetness and light that inspires respect and awe. Remembrance of Allah is the light in the life of this world, in the grave and in the hereafter. Remembrance of Allah entails that Allah and the angels will send peace and the blessing on the worshipper, and Allah expresses His pride to the angels of those who remember Him. The best of worshippers are those who remember Allah with much remembrance, Azza wa Jal. Similarly, the best of those who fast are the ones that remember Allah more while fasting. The remembrance of Allah makes the difficult things easier, the complicated things simpler, and the harsh softer. It brings to the worshipper sustenance and strengthens his physique. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, "The remembrance of Allah is like water to the fish. What would happen to the fish if it were separated from the water? Daily remembrance of Allah in the morning and the evening. Allah. Daily remembrance of Allah in the morning and the evening.